Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Erasing Hell. You got to see this book. Hopefully it'll come up on your screen in a moment as I'm talking. Francis Chan and...
And Preston Sprinkle.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Well, Sprinkle and, Preston Sprinkle?
That's his name.
Wrote this book. Erasing Hell.
I
believe
it
was in...
I think it's right there on the cover.
I think it was in response to... it was in response to... what the heck's going on? It's in response to There's No More Hell. Remember the guy that wrote the book, Robs, whatever, wrote a book about There's No More Hell, Out of Mars?
Yeah.
And
literally, he was out of Mars.
Women for Venus and Robs for Mars.
Exactly.
And, but I think it may have changed by now. I don't know.
Hopefully.
I think it's made change. I don't know. I don't know all that. John can tell you. Write to him. He'll tell you all about it.
Hey.
I'm just talking about Francis. Can you imagine? I mean, Francis Hamilton. I mean, that was like... Go Saints! Or like your jersey's like Francis, the quarterback Francis.
Yeah.
Anyway, so so Francis Chan, you know, we got Crazy Love. You haven't read Crazy Love? I mean, it's beautiful depiction of the reality. You'll be so convicted when you read this book in a good way that you'll think, you know, all that crazy stuff I thought about doing, but all these religious folks held me back. They were wrong, and I was right. I should have followed God. I should have just went for it. And that's a terrible revelation to find out at the throne room of God, by the way. So you want to find out now.
Yeah.
So the same one that wrote Crazy Love, which you need to read, he wrote Francis Chan and Sprinkles.
Preston Sprinkle.
Wrote this book, Erasing Hell. And in the book, I mean, they literally, I mean, the worst, best thing you could do for someone who has evil plans is to say, you know, radical Islam doesn't exist. They're not really our enemy. And 300 million of them, 15% of them, according to Bridget
Gabriel,
doesn't want to kill us. And so let's just, according to Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, let's just erase hell. Let's erase Al-Qaeda. Let's erase radical Islam, any mention of any Islamic battles against America that happened from the very beginning. And that's what the enemy's trying to do, to erase hell. I mean, think about how many people really believe there's a hell. Because if you really believe there's a hell, I mean, you're living a life, attempting to live a life differently because you don't want to end up there. Not only that, because if you truly loved your wife, if you truly loved your husband, if you truly loved your kids, you know, you wouldn't want to live a life in front of them that would lead them to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Somebody says, oh, I love you. No, you'd be helping me not go to hell, right?
That's right.
You'd be helping me. You wouldn't be hindering me. You don't believe hell is real. So if they erase hell, then all of a sudden you have all these folks who are bound for hell. And by the way, we all are outside of being rescued or called saved by Jesus from the condemnation that's ahead of all men because we all fell in the Garden of Eden. When Adam fell, we all fell. But we all can be saved. Rescue. But if there's no reason to be rescued, if somebody erases the reason to be rescued, then you don't say, hey, lifeguard, help me out. You just go out in the riptide and you just drown and you find out at the throne room of God, you were deceived. And deception is like a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. Deception comes from religious people who teach religious things or originally they're wrong. But it's so religious, you know, let's just march around the hole in the ground and wait for the iman to come out the hole.
Yeah,
right.
It's exciting. We can't talk about it right now, but there's a wind blowing across the Muslim world, and many are coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as they cry. It's just so exciting. We have a book we'll be talking about in a future program. So here they are. They're talking about their book. Francis Chan and Sprinkles are talking about their book, and we'll make this available to you on the VFN Torch. But the question they're asking, this is a really good question, because Jesus said this in John chapter 15. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches, talking to the believers, and my Father is the gardener. If you bear fruit, you're going to be cut back some. It's called prune, so you can bear more fruit. If you bear no fruit, you're going to be cut off and thrown into a place that's a fire, which would be hell. But if you erase that, it would probably say you'll be thrown into a condo somewhere. I don't know how they erase it. But this is what Jesus says. And he says, apart from abiding in him, that's why we talk about abiding, you can't even do this. But they're answering the question. Somebody tweeted this in. As a matter of fact, take a look. Watch this. Listen. This is Francis Chan answering a question about it.
Okay, here we go. All right, this seems like a... Are these individual? Let's see. If you don't produce fruit, do you go to hell? Should we take this one at a time?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that. If you don't produce fruit, do you go to hell?
Oh, it's kind of the same thing, actually.
Okay. Is it just enough to accept Jesus as your Lord? What about someone living in constant sin? It is the same thing.
Okay.
Very astute.
This is good. Thank you. This is good. This is a good question because, okay, for example, when I called Rob on the phone to talk about his book and go, man, it seems like this is what you're saying. And he was kind of like, well, he goes, all I'm saying is, could it be possible? Could it be, is there any room for the possibility that, you know, God's going to surprise us with his grace as he has in other times in history? And suddenly everyone goes, you know? And I thought, yeah, there. I guess that could be a possibility. And he goes, that's all I'm saying. But then when I read the book, I'm going, no, that's not what you're saying. You're ridiculing anyone that would believe that God would, have someone suffer for all of eternity. And so it's not just leaving a little bit of room. You know, yeah, there's a slight possibility. And the reason why I bring that up is when I look at this, I mean, you guys know what I taught here for years, is basically what I see in this book, where the answer to that is, gosh, everything I see in this book is that if you really are a believer, your life will change. Now, is there a slight possibility that maybe you can live exactly the way you always have? And is there any room in this book that possibly, based upon this one verse, that belief is just some sort of intellectual? It's like, wow, is there a sliver of hope, possibility? Well, maybe. But, man, when I read this book, the clear, overwhelming message is, gosh, if many will say, Lord, Lord, many will confess with their mouth, but they're not going to live it out. And they don't really believe it in their hearts, and their life shows that. And I mean, it. What I see in Scripture is, in James, you know, we quoted earlier, that the demons in hell believe in God. And they shudder. They even fear God. So if you say, well, I'm a believer in God, I go, great, you're like a demon. You know, I mean, that puts you on par with them.
That's what I didn't think about that.
Mm. Wow.
This is crazy love author Francis Chan talking about, you got to get this book. The book I believe he's talking about Pastor Rob Bell, who wrote a book. In the book he says, what if hell doesn't exist? And he's talking, he must have talked to him and said, I'm just opening the idea of it, is what he said. I think his book's called Love Wins, a book about heaven, hell, and the fate of every person who ever lived.
Mm.
And the author is Ron Bell from Mars Church.
Rob Bell, Mars Hill, I believe.
Yeah. Which, by the way, this is very interesting because we need to ask the question. And it's, you think about it. Just read the red letters.
That's
in the Bible.
It.
Get your red
That's
letter it. Edition to just go, what does Jesus say? And Francis Chan is in love with the one who the red letters represent.
That's right.
And he wants to spend his life pleasing him. And that's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's what you want to do. Which means we have to say, you know, what does he say? What does he say? And the truth is, you know, as, you know, as a flower produces pollen and a bee produces honey, a believer produces fruit.
Hmm.
It's not that the fruit makes you a believer or the pollen makes it a flower or the honey makes it a bee. It's the fact that the flower is a flower, therefore it produces. It is the bee is a bee, therefore it produces. And therefore, if you're a believer who abides with Jesus Christ, you bear fruit. So the enemy tries to confuse that question. The thing is that you need to abide with Jesus, and you'll begin to see that's not a question. It's easily answered. Getting into the Word of God, saying, you know what? I'm going to abide with the Lord. I'm going to go to iabide.org, and I'm going to get my own personal abiding plan, and I'm going to hang out with God. And in doing that, supernaturally, by His Spirit, all of a sudden, because a bee is a bee, a flower is a flower, because I'm a believer, fruit is going to come out of my life. I believe, therefore I produce fruit. Mm. Totally awesome. Don't be deceived. Understand the Lord loves you, got a plan for your life. Spend time with him. He loves you. He'll forgive you. And not only that, he'll show you and demonstrate and lead you through all this in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.